Welcome back. This is an advanced sound design session for drum and bass, and we're going to build something very specific. A Neurofunk bass processing rack that turns a raw bass source into a controllable, mix-ready system. Because in Neuro, the bass isn't one sound, it's a machine made of separate jobs. Sub-stability, low-mid weight, mid-range attitude, top texture, and then a final polish stage so it behaves in the mix and resamples well. By the end, you'll have one Ableton audio effect rack with four parallel chains, sub, low mid, mid, and air. And we'll map 8 macros, so you can perform the bass like an instrument, and automate it quickly in a rolling 174 style. Before we touch the rack, prep your source. This matters more than people want to admit. Neuro processing rewards consistency. If you're working from a synth, freeze and flatten a few bars of your riff or record it to audio. Then consolidate a clean loop so you're not dealing with random level jumps or weird tails. If you're starting from auto, set a warp mode that doesn't destroy the character. Complex Probe is often a great starting point for resampled neuro movement. If it's super transient heavy, beats might behave better. And level-wise, aim so your bass is not slamming the track before the rack. Roughly -12 to -6 dB peak going in is a solid target. Give the rack room to work. Now build the rack. Drop an audio effect rack onto the bass track or your bass group. Open the chain list and create four chains named SUB, low mid, mid, and air. Think of these chain EQs as crossovers, not just tone. Crossovers. That means phase and overlap matter. A huge part of why does my bass sound hollow or woofy is two chains fighting over the same band. A practical rule, let one chain own the 120 to 220 zone, usually low mid, and keep mid high past higher than you think. You can add body back through harmonics later. Let's start with the SUB chain. Mono, stable, ruthless control. The job is simple. It has to hit hard, translate in clubs, and not wobble around like jelly. First device, EQ8. Put a low pass around 80 to 110 Hz. Go steeper if you need, 24 or 48 dB per octave. Optional move, if your kick fundamental lives around 50 or 60 Hz and the bass is stepping on it, do a small dip around 40 to 60. Small, we're carving a pocket, not deleting the sub. Next device, utility. Turn bass mono on, set it around 120 Hz, then set width to 0%. This is not negotiable if you want solid mono translation. Adjust gain so the sub feels present but not like it's taking over the room. Then add compression. You can use compressor or glue. Try a 4-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release either auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The feeling you want is pinned, not pumping. Optional, but often helpful. Saturator with very subtle drive, like 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. The goal is not distortion. The goal is a little harmonic content so the sub reads on smaller systems without getting louder. Quick coaching note. Keep movement above the sub region. Neuro is all about motion, but sub motion is where mixes fall apart. Let the mids do the talking. Now the low mid chain. Body and punch without mod. This is where you get that wooden, chesty weight that makes a rolling bass feel expensive. Start with EQ8. High pass around 70 to 100 Hz so you're not overlapping too hard with the sub. Then low pass around 300 to 500 Hz. You're basically isolating the push region. If it starts clouding the snare body, check 180 to 250 and either cut a little or automate that cut during busy moments. Add drum bus. This is a classic Ableton sleeper for neuro low mids. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom at 0 unless you have a very specific reason, because boom can mess with phase and low-end perception fast. Use damp to keep it from turning into fizzy garbage. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds for more clamp, or 10 milliseconds if you want the transient to breathe a bit. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction just to keep the low mid consistent. Now the mid chain. This is the neuro engine. Controlled chaos. This is where the identity lives. Growl. Formantish speech, aggression, and movement. Start with EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. And here's the advanced mindset. You might be tempted to keep more low mid in this chain, because solo it sounds huge. Don't. Let low mid own the weight. Let mid own the character. Low pass somewhere between 3 and 8 kHz depending on how much top you want generated here. Now put an auto filter. Choose band pass or low pass. Turn drive up a bit, like 2 to 8, because the filter drive is part of the tone. Turn the envelope off for now, and keep it simple. Map the filter frequency to a macro later, because this becomes your talking control. For rolling DNB, automate that filter frequency in 1/8 or 1/16 patterns so it locks to the grid and feels like it's answering the drums. Next, saturator. This is your main grit stage, analog clip or wave shaper. Drive can be big here, 6 to 18 dB, soft clip on, but gain stage it. Use output compensation so you're not confusing louder with better. After that, amp. Ableton's amp is ridiculously useful for neuro mid contouring. Try rock or heavy. Gain around 3 to 8. Keep the mid-range slightly boosted, use presence to taste, and be careful with treble if it gets spitty. Then redux, but treat it like a spice, not the meal. Downsample maybe 1.5 to 6 kHz, bits around 8 to 12, and keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 25%. Map that dry slash wet to a macro called robot, because that's exactly what it does. Instant machine edge. Advanced safety tip. Redux before filtering can generate brittle wideband trash. If your sound is getting too fizzy and uncontrollable, try moving redux after a filter stage so the filter decides what redux is allowed to destroy. It makes the bite more intentional. Then finish the MID chain with another EQ8 for cleanup. This audio version is shortened for playback.